What is in your closet? No, I'm not talking about your actual closet. I mean your spiritual closet. Today, I'm going to discuss some attributes that Christians should have in their wardrobe in order to stand out from everyone else in this crazy world. Something that mature Christians should always have in their closets is love. Oftentimes, this can be extremely difficult to display the agape love that God has called us to show to the people who surround us daily. Romans chapter 12, verse 9, if you want to turn there, says that love should be genuine. The love that is being described here in this particular verse is agape love, which seeks only the best for other people. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. It says, "But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection." Romans 12:9, as we read earlier, says to let love be genuine. Genuine love is a lot of times hard to come across, especially in the hate-filled world that we live in today. People have totally moved away from even doing small good deeds to each other. This makes it even harder for Christians to display agape love in their lives. I know that for me, when someone does something to me that I don't like, I tend to want to do the same thing that they did to me back, only for my instant gratification. However, that is the opposite of what God calls us to do in our lives. When we love, we must make sure that we are doing everything that God wants us to do. That includes loving without being a hypocrite. Loving without showing that attitude of a hypocrite can be a major challenge. The word hypocrisy means to act like someone else. When someone sees one side of you that is not displaying love, they won't want to listen to anything else that you have to say on the subject. This should give us even more of a reason to live a life that is constantly showing God's love. Lastly, agape love should be unselfish. It cannot be displayed only because you want something from someone. This one is extremely difficult for me because of my prideful personality. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39 says that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. This can be a tough thing to do when our own human nature gets the best of us. Showing agape love to others should be a major part of our Christian closet, especially when we learn to add humility into the mix. Humility can be a tough thing to add into everyday life. Most of the time, we as humans only want to focus on ourselves, even when the Bible clearly says to do otherwise. Romans chapter 12, if you want to turn there, in verse 16, says, "Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion." The first thing that stood out about this verse was that we should associate with the humble. There are many reasons that we should be around people who are humble and meek. Being around people like that tends to make you want to have a humbler attitude. Verse 18 of Romans chapter 12 says, "If it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men." According to this verse, we should live at peace with everyone. To accomplish this, what do we need? You guessed it, humility. In order to live at peace with people, we absolutely cannot have an argumentative or prideful spirit. Turn again over to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 12 says, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering." We should work on being merciful, kind, humble, meek, and patient. That is a lot of things to work on, though, am I right? The cool thing about Christianity, though, is that once you get one attribute down, the rest will become easier and easier to apply in your everyday life. The next thing that we must do when learning to be humble is to watch our prideful attitudes. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2 with me. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. It says, "When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom." According to this verse, we shame ourselves if we're prideful. One of the absolute best examples of humility that there will ever be is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." According to this verse, Jesus was lowly of heart, and we should be as well. Choosing to wear humility from our closets will also lead to having a more patient attitude. When looking at the broad topic of patience, there is a lot to observe. Romans chapter 12, verse 12, if you want to turn there again, says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer." So according to this verse, we must be patient through trials and tribulations. This can be easier said than done, but with God, anything is possible. One person from the Bible that comes to my mind when I think of patience through tribulations is Job. He always kept his focus on God no matter what happened to him in his life. I admire that attitude a lot. Another aspect of patience is having patience with the people who surround you every day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14 commands us to be patient with everyone. Yes, even your crazy neighbor or your brother and sister who constantly annoy you. As Christians, we are called to set an example towards others, and we can do this by exhibiting patience in this instant gratification world that we live in today. Turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." We must stay separate from this crazy world that we live in today. Once we have mastered wearing patience, we can go into the world and be the shining lights that we are called to be. As Christians, we are called to stand out. We were made to be different than everybody else. We are called to not conform to the patterns of this world, as we just read in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Not conforming can be extremely difficult to do, though. There are so many ungodly people who have influences on you from day to day, but we still need to stay grounded in Jesus Christ. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. A lot of you guys will know verse 15 and 16, but we're going to read it again just for reiteration. It says, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" To be holy means to be set apart. Being set apart means that we can stand out for God and advocate his word even more. Wearing our Christian wardrobe on a daily basis will absolutely help with standing out. We also need to remember that we should live as Christ would. Turn with me to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. We'll be looking at verse 15. It says, "For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you." So according to this verse, we need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus' perfect example that he has set for us. Becoming good Christian examples can easily fit into a Christian's closet, along with the other things that we just talked about. We talked about patience, love, humility, and standing out. These four Christian staples should always be incorporated into our outfit for the day. Wearing all of these attributes from your closet will help you to be the Christian example that the world needs, especially right now. Let's all take initiative to look inside of our closets and wear what attitudes Christ would wear. Thank you.